Hello and welcome to the WebCerts and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I am Maria Wierczynska and here are today's top stories. Alibaba is looking to work with brands globally. Facebook has hit 2 billion users and the Chinese government has shut down all Weibo streaming services. Alibaba has announced that it intends to begin working with different brands from all around the world. This will be helped by its new Unimarketing framework, which is designed to help develop relationships with Western advertisers. Alibaba says that the software helps brands better analyze data in order to identify and target consumers. The company also offers Unicommunication, a media and advertising tool, and Unioperation, which helps brands create personalized content. Alibaba's CMO, Chris Tung, told The Drum that the company was running a totally different marketplace to Amazon by supporting partners so they could build their brand through Alibaba's data capability. Tung was also keen to stress that the company was open, collaborative, and looking to do business anywhere. Recently, the French advertising agency Publicis became the first company to use the marketing tools, saying it was delighted to be working with Alibaba. Facebook has announced that it now has 2 billion monthly users worldwide. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced the news earlier this week. However, Zuckerberg has refused to get carried away with the achievement, saying that he didn't want to make much fuss since the company had not yet connected everyone. He also warned earlier this year that the company's ad revenue growth may slow, despite such high user growth. However, Facebook is pushing ahead with a new advertising strategy that would allow publishers to target households instead of individual users. The move is designed to appeal to TV advertisers who are used to trying to target families. It will also allow advertisers to better measure how household-targeted advertising works that can be done with television. The Chinese authorities have ordered the social media site Weibo to shut down its streaming services. The instruction has come from the State Administrator for Press Publication, Radio, Film and Television, who said that Weibo has failed to obtain the appropriate certificates to provide such services. A statement from the government-led organization said that the Weibo had broadcast multiple political shows which failed to conform with the state rules and that amplified negative opinions. Weibo is one of the three companies in China to have received the order recently, following similar blogs on Tencent and Sina last month. Baidu and Youku have also been impacted by the crackdown, after being told by the Cyberspace Administration of China to shut down multiple accounts judged to undermine socialist values. A survey done by the Bright Edge has found that marketers in the US are increasingly investing in AI as a marketing tool. According to the data, a growing number of marketers in the country are likely to use the technology to assist with strategy. Whilst 57% said they weren't likely to use either AI or deep learning in marketing content strategies, nearly a third of those questioned said they weren't more likely, with it already being used by 3%. Another survey by Nubase questioned marketers from all around the world to see if they intended to prioritize AI in the next year, with 30% saying they were. This is an increase from 13% in 2016. And finally, the British supermarket Tesco has announced that it is to introduce a one-hour delivery service. Called Tesco Now, the app-based service will be a direct competitor to Amazon's Prime Now delivery option. Tesco said in a statement that the customers will be able to order up to 20 items to deliver in 1 hour for $7.99 or within 2 hours for $5.99. For now, the service is only available to central London addresses, whilst Amazon Prime Now is available in 9 different cities in UK. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out Catch Up TV services to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time!